I think it's certainly possible to be rich and virtuous. If someone has come across their wealth without exploiting people, and if they're paying their taxes, and if they're using their wealth and their leisure to do some good works, then why shouldn't they be good people as well? Of course, it ain't easy, but I think it's possible. I've heard people dismiss Russell Brand or Michael Moore just on the grounds that they're rich, and I think this is incredibly lazy and divisive and foolish, because here we have people doing wonderful work, and they're able to do this work precisely because they're rich. So just to dismiss them because they're rich, I think, is a terrible thing to do. But it works, because not enough people are ready to admit that it is possible at least to be rich and virtuous. Before we get onto all the many different ways in which it's possible to be rich and unvirtuous, I think we have to establish that as a principle. Because otherwise, what value does our criticism of an unequal, unjust society have if we've already foreclosed on so many other ways in which that society could be?